time now to talk Murray Bridge Council news with CEO Michael Sedgman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning to your listeners.
I hear the railway precinct was up for discussion in this week's meeting. This is a beautiful historic area that you guys are looking at developing and working on.
Indeed, Jenny. The report we put up on Monday night saw the finalisation of what we call the Community Land Management Plan for the historical railway buildings in the railway precinct. This is particularly significant in that it reflects a great drive by our community, particularly the Murray Bridge Historical Society, who have partnered with Council over the course of many years to restore the historical railway buildings on that land parcel, which is now owned by Council on the back of us being able to negotiate acquisition of the land with the state government earlier this year. So having acquired the land, we've prepared the community land management plan. We've put that out to public consultation. Very positive feedback through that consultation process. And essentially the future of those historical buildings, which were lovingly restored by the Historical Society, are guaranteed into the future.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I hear that your tree management policy has been updated. What's different now with regards to trees on public land?
Basically, the amendment to the policy, which was part of a scheduled review, has addressed the matter of responsibilities regarding trees on private land. That wasn't clearly articulated in the policy previously, but it makes it very clear that trees located on private land are the responsibility of the landowner, noting that there are some requirements based on the size of the trees, etc., for approvals in accordance with the Planning, Development and Infrastructure Act. But in addition to the amendment to the policy, we've also updated the supporting tree management framework, which provides, I think, important guidelines regarding the planting of trees throughout our community by council, but also provides guidance to private landowners regarding what might be the best species to plant if they're putting in trees on private land.
Oh, right. And is this in relation to, you know, also managing trees that are potentially hazardous?
Indeed. So the management framework sets out all the legislative requirements that council needs to take account of in terms of its management of trees, and also deals with how we manage risk.
Now, the Regional Public Health and Wellbeing Plan, tell us about this. I hear it's been ratified. What does it, what does it identify as goals for the future?
So this was a collaborative project at a regional level, Jenny, through the Murray Lands and Riverland Local Government Authority. So the five councils in the Murray Lands and the three councils in the Riverland working together to develop a public health plan that is centred on important principles around engaging our community, ensuring accessibility of our facilities and programs to people of all ages and abilities, that we do so while ensuring that access to those facilities is affordable, and that one of the other principles is about local government's role in advocacy on behalf of our community to ensure access to public health services and infrastructure. So that report was presented to our council, indeed as it was to the other seven councils, and that plan will now go off to the Chief Public Health Officer as required under the Public Health Act.
I saw a new video up on the Murray Bridge Council YouTube page. It's quite a good explainer for everything planned in this current budget, but also progress on last year's business plan and budget. An extraordinary amount of funding and work went into improving facilities in the region.
Indeed, Jenny. 2021 was a very big year for the rural city of Murray Bridge. We delivered a capital program that amounted to $32.9 million. Significant investment by council in relation to public spaces, amenity, the Adelaide Road Linear Park completion was a significant part of that. The financial year just passed saw our delivery of the public road infrastructure to support the Thomas Foods redevelopment, our investment in Sturt Reserve through the riverfront strategy implementation, particularly the recreation precinct, the development of the rowing club facilities, and over and above that, our ongoing programs in terms of maintaining our road infrastructure, extending the footpath network, were all parts of a significant capital program delivered last year. And I look forward to providing advice to the council and our community regarding our progress over the coming 12 months.
Oh, thanks so much for your time today, Michael. Hope you have a good one.
My absolute pleasure, Jenny.